Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
Hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our investigation of lies in the textbooks. Today we will be talking about prophets, teachers in three religions as the textbook states: Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. Of course, you and I know that Islam is nothing but a cult, and the holy book of the Quran is nothing but a phony counterfeit to the account of the Bible. And that is exactly what I have put together in my new book, Exposing the Truth About the Quran, The Revelation of Error, The Stories of the Prophets. For in my new book, I went through the entire Quran to tell the stories which Muhammad put in the Quran, which obviously he copied from the Bible and changed and corrupted. And that's what I call the revelation of error. Nothing Muhammad copied from the Bible, but he changed and he corrupted. In my new book, you will see this in details, where I open the verses of the Quran, and I read to you the interpretation of the Quran by Muslim scholars, and I show you the error and the contradictions throughout the Quran. Then I share with you the true account of the Bible. But if the textbook introduces Islam to our children in the public school from kindergarten to the 12th grade, as if Islam is the religion which come to confirm the stories of the prophets and the teachers of the Bible, Old Testament and New Testament, that is a deceptive way to legitimize the religion of Islam. And this makes Islam another true religion to Judaism and Christianity. How many times did you hear Muslim in the media here in the West claiming that Christian faith, Jewish faith, Islam faith worships the same God? And then Muslim will say, we believe in Adam and in Noah and in Abraham and in Moses and David and Jesus and Muhammad. They are all prophets and messengers from God, which help us to seek and worship God, Allah. That is obviously a great lie. And this lie can be accepted only by those who never read or study what the Quran teaches about all these prophets and all these messengers. It is one thing to say that the Quran is a new revelation from heaven, but it's another thing to say that the Quran have the old revelation adding to it Muhammad as the final prophet. Especially when we compare what is written in the Quran concerning Adam, Noah, Abraham, Moses, David, Jesus, and that which we have in our Bible. If we investigate these stories, we will realize that the Quran is nothing but a foolish counterfeit of all the stories which Muhammad heard of or read about and rewrote them in his Quran. This investigation is exactly what my new book is about. And I hope throughout our program today, you may see some of these facts which I would love to share with you. First, let us begin with the lie in the textbook. Then, we will look at a quick response from the teaching of the Quran concerning the prophets and teachers.
In the textbook, World Geography, published by McDougall Little, copyright 2005. On page 75, the religion, Islam, has close ties to the prophets and teachers of Judaism and Christianity.
Once again, what the textbook said? The religion, Islam, has close ties to the prophets and teachers of Judaism and Christianity. Close ties? close ties in what ways? It's very simple. If you ask any Muslim scholar or any Muslim man or woman, what is the ties you're talking about here? They will simply say, well, we believe in creation. We believe in Adam and Eve. We believe in the sons of Adam, Cain and Abel. And sadly, the Quran did not know their names and never mentioned their names. Also, Muslim will say, we believe in Noah. We believe in Lot and Abraham. We believe in Moses and David. And we believe in Jesus. That is what I call titles. For Muslims believe in titles, and they will not share with us any information about all these names, because the more they share with us, the more we will know for sure that their prophets, their teachers, and the teachings of the Quran concerning their prophets and teachers stand against the truth of the prophets and the teachers of the Bible. And the more we know about the Quran stories of the prophets of the Bible and the teachers of the Bible, the more we will know for sure that the Quran is nothing but a foolish counterfeit of the teaching of the true stories of the accounts in the Bible. Titles, simply titles, just titles without any information. These are just empty names. Do you know that most of these names, when you read them in the Quran, are completely different than that which we have in the Arabic Bible? For example, Jesus. What is the name Jesus in the Hebrew language? It is Yeshua. How it is translated to the Arabic language? It is Yeshua. Because the letter Sheen in Hebrew and the letter Ain in Arabic are comparable letters. So every time you hear the letter Sheen in the Hebrew language, it will be pronounced Ain in the Arabic language. Yeshua is Yeshua, which is Jesus. Not once in 600 years have Christian Arabs mentioned the name Isa for Jesus, but we always say Yeshua for Yeshua. Yeshua is the Arabic name for Jesus. But what did Muhammad named Jesus in the Quran? He named him Isa. For what does the word Isa mean in the Arabic language? It means nothing, because simply it is not an Arabic word. And Muhammad purposely changed the name from Yeshua to Isa because he does not want his people to believe that Jesus is a savior, because that is the real meaning for the name Jesus in the Hebrew language, Yeshua. For in the Quran, Muhammad invented a new name for Jesus to cancel the purpose of his coming as a savior of the world. And if you read the entire Quran, you will discover that Isa never saved his people. So when the textbook states that the religion of Islam has close ties to the prophets and the teachers of Judaism and Christianity, we must examine this statement by simply asking many questions. Yes, Muslims say they believe in creation, but is the creation of the Quran the same creation as we read in the Bible, or are there differences between them? So, when Muslims say they believe in creation, that's wonderful. Now, let's look at what the Quran teaches about creation. And here we must ask our Muslim friends, how many days of creation? How long did it take Allah to create the heavens and the earth? Was it 6 days of creation or 8 days? For we know for sure, as we read the entire Quran, Allah declare that He created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. A good example of that, Quran chapter 7, verse 54, where we read, surely your Lord is Allah who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. And this is repeated throughout the Quran, chapter 10, verse 3, chapter 11, verse 7, chapter 25, verse 59, chapter 32, verse 4, chapter 50, verse 38, and chapter 57, verse 4. But all these verses contradict the passage which we read in the Quran, chapter 41, verses 9 to 12. For there we know that Allah created the heavens and the earth in 8 days. Listen to the words of Allah. Say, Have you become infidels in him who created the earth in 2 days, and you make partners with him? That is the Lord of the world. And he made in it stabilizers on top of it, and he has blessed it, and he measured in it provision in 4 equal days to those who ask. So in verse 9, Allah created the earth in 2 days. In verse 10, he created all the provisions on earth, that is obviously plants, trees, and animals and fish. That is all the provisions which Allah created. That includes the stabilizers, which are the mountains. Allah created all these things in equal 4 days to the first 2 days. Now let's do a little math. 2 days plus 4 days equal 6 days. But then we read in verse 11, then he turned to the heaven, and it was smoke. So he said to it and to the earth, come willingly or grudgingly. They said, we come willingly. And verse 12, so he completed them 7 heavens in 2 days, and revealed to every heaven its affair. Now let's do a little bit more math. 2 days the creation of the earth, plus 4 days the creation of the provision and the mountains on the earth, plus 2 more days for the creation of the 7 heavens, which makes the total 8 days. So which story is right? The 6 day creation or the 8 days creation? That is a great error in the Quran.
In our short time together here on Revealing the Truth About Islam, we can only cover a portion of all that we would like to share. Please take a few moments today and visit our website at www.thestraightway.org to find more information about the Straight Way of Grace Ministry and the Darkness of Islam. Our website has several links to many resources for further study, including a detailed listing of the many seminars we offer on DVD. Topics include, is the Quran infallible? Has the Bible been corrupted? The treatment of women in Islam? Muhammad or Christ? What the Quran teaches about Jesus? And many more. Have you always wanted to read what the Quran actually teaches, but didn't know which translation to trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugarcoated the many violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After several years of research and networking with scholars around the world, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry has recently offered the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever published. Filled with study notes to the reader and a careful comparison of key passages of the Quran and the Bible, this translation will arm you with the knowledge you need in reaching those lost in the darkness of Islam. Please take a few moments today and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org for all these resources and more. And now, back to our show.
We are still investigating creation in the Quran to compare it with creation in the Bible. We have seen so far that there is a problem of the number of days. Was it 6 days or 8 days? And if you read the interpretation of Muslim scholars, which we cover in detail in our new book, Exposing the Truth About the Quran, The Revelation of Error, you will see the level of chaos among Muslim scholars. They have no clue what was created when. Now let's move to another error in the Quran, as we ask the following question. What did Allah create first, the heavens or the earth? In Quran chapter 41 verses 9 to 12, we read that Allah created the earth first and then he created the heavens. But throughout the Quran, we read that Allah created the heaven first and then he created the earth. So obviously this is a great contradiction. And which passage is telling us the truth? Add to this the huge error in the Quran that we know from the Bible and we know from reality that there is one earth. But in the Quran, Allah stated in chapter 65 verse 12, Allah is he who has created 7 heavens and the same number of earths. seven heavens and seven earths? How can we believe in such error? While the Bible clearly teaches there are three heavens, the heaven of the earth, that is where aeroplanes and birds fly, and the heaven of the stars. As for the third heaven, it is known in the Bible the heaven of the heavens, where Jesus lives, where John and Paul were ascended. But the Quran teaches that there are seven heavens. While the Bible and the nature declare there is only one earth, Muhammad in the Quran teaches that there are seven earths. So how can we believe that the Quran prophets and teachers are the same as the Bible prophets and teachers? For the Moses of the Bible have told us a complete different story than that which Muhammad described in the Quran concerning creation. And this is just a quick view of creation between the Bible and the Quran. So we really need to do some correction to the message we're teaching our children in our public school. Instead of we say the religion of Islam has close ties to the prophets and the teachers of Judaism and Christianity, we need to replace this lie by telling our dear children that the religion of Islam has no ties with Judaism and Christianity, and the stories of the prophets and the teachers of Judaism and the Bible are completely different from that which we find in the pages of the Quran. There are so many errors and contradictions in the Quran. Not only the Quran contradicts the Bible, but also the Quran contradicts the nature. Unless you really believe that there are seven earths, and you really believe they're all flat, and you really believe that the earth does not move, and you really believe in all these errors throughout the pages of the Quran. Now we move from the story of creation to the story of Adam and Eve. And if you compare the story of Adam and Eve as it is written in Genesis account, as all Jewish believe in it, as all Christian believe in it, to that which Muhammad wrote in the Quran, you will see there is a huge difference between the two stories. For example, we ask the following question. Where were Adam and Eve created? For according to the Bible, the Garden of Eden was on earth, but in Muhammad's book, the Quran, it was in heaven. And then Allah cast them both to earth after they ate from the tree. Do you know that the Quran did not mention even the name of Eve? How about the temptation of Adam and Eve? There are two complete different stories. The one we have in the Quran contradicts not only the story of the Bible, but it even contradicts the Quran. For in one place we see in the Quran that Allah cast Satan from heaven after Satan refused to worship Adam. Well, did really God ask Satan to worship Adam? Of course not, but that is another error in the story of Adam and Eve in the Quran. But then as you read the story of the temptation of Adam and his wife in the Quran, notice that Satan was still with them in the heaven, in the garden. So how can Satan have been cast out of heaven, but in the same time, we find him back in heaven to tempt Adam and his wife? Now, when you compare this to the true account of Adam and Eve in the Bible, you will notice that God never asked his angels to worship Adam. And the reason God cast Satan out of heaven was not because he refused to worship Adam, but because he refused to worship God himself. He was full of pride, and he thought that he can make himself equal to God. That's why God cast him out of heaven. In the same way, you can investigate the rest of the stories of the teachers and the prophets of the Quran. You will come to the same conclusion that the Quran is not telling us the true story or the true information about any prophet or about any teacher. Let me give you another good example. Muslim in the West, they will say, we believe in Prophet Noah, and we believe in the story of the flood, and we believe in the people of Noah, and we believe in the book of Noah. But that is just titles. And when you talk about titles of name of a prophet and simple general information, you could not see anything wrong in that. You really come to the conclusion that the Quran is as good as the Bible. They both teach about the same prophets. They both tell us about Prophet Noah and the flood. But if you investigate the story of Noah in the Quran, you will discover it is full of error. And if you read all what I wrote in the chapter of Noah in my new book, you will see this very clearly. Noah's story in the Quran is a great evidence that the revelation of Muhammad is full of error. And that is a great evidence that Muhammad is not a prophet. And that is a great evidence that the Quran is not telling us the true story. And that proves that what we're teaching our children in our public school today is nothing but a bunch of lies. Why? Because the religion of Islam does not have any close ties to the prophets and the teachers of Judaism and Christianity. In our next program, we will be talking about Noah's story. We're not going to cover the entire story, but I will just ask simple questions to investigate the story of Noah in the Quran as we compare it to the biblical account. To learn more about lies in our textbooks, please join us again. And until next time, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that You sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite You to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank You for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.